And then not getting answers as to why I wasn't hearing back. What was I doing right? What was I doing wrong? How was I going to learn from this? How was I going to be able to be aware of any blind spots that were in my way? And I started to get curious if part of it was around my energy and, you know, and looking at, well, you know, I want to be at home part-time. Maybe they're picking up on that I'm not fully committed to, you know, being there and giving it my all day in and day out, 9 to 5.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Leisha Davidovitz. As a success coach, Leisha works with high-achieving millennials who have a history of success and are stepping into a new role. Her expertise is key in helping them navigate those transitions with less stress and more joy. Leisha's skills are enhanced by 20 years of client-facing experience, mental fitness expertise, certifications as a co-active coach, and a positive intelligence coach. But while searching for a new job, she struggled to get past the first interview. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether that's leaving a review, sharing the show with a friend or family member, or going and supporting me directly on Patreon. That's a huge help. It takes a lot of money, time, and energy to make this show happen. So you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, Williams is Williams. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. Enjoy the show. Leisha Davidovitz, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am.
Okay, so let's talk about you being plagued by doubt, insecurity, and fear of failure while pursuing new job opportunities. You never really even got calls back. Can you tell me about this whole experience?
Yeah, so I had been a full-time mom for about 6 years with 2 children, and my youngest was going into kindergarten. And so I thought, okay, now is a good time to transition back into the workforce. And that was a big step for me. It took, you know, a lot of courage and looking at like, okay, my identity was being a mom, and now I was going back into professional life. What did that look like? How would I be received? So I was putting myself in a very vulnerable state, yet I was confident and optimistic that if I was really focused, something would work out. I started by tapping into my network, and you know, people were great. They were willing to support me. They were very encouraging of like, good for you getting back into the workforce. And I looked at what I had been doing before, which was around customer success roles. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to venture back into that because I really enjoyed it. I love working with people. I looked at the things that I could really be passionate about. The thing that was different this time around was that I didn't want to be working full time. I still wanted to be able to be there for my kids, to take them to school, to pick them up after school, to take them to classes. And so there was part of me that was thinking, yes, I want a job. And yes, I still want to be that, you know, at home mom. And as I was going about with, you know, these different interviews, I was finding that there was a positive response, but then I wouldn't hear back. And then another positive response, and then maybe I'd even get to the next level, and then just wouldn't hear back. And that silence to me was really, really hard because here I was already with all of this uncertainty and then not getting answers as to why I wasn't hearing back. What was I doing right? What was I doing wrong? How was I going to learn from this? How was I going to be able to be aware of any blind spots that were in my way? And I started to get curious if part of it was around my energy and, you know, and looking at, well, you know, I want to be at home part-time. Maybe they're picking up on that I'm not fully committed to, you know, being there and giving it my all day in and day out, 9 to 5. And it was just, there was so much confusion. I had started out really strong, like, yes, I'm ready. I'm going back into the workforce. I'm going to reclaim this identity. And all of a sudden that identity was called into question. Who was that? I still was this person, but others weren't seeing that. What were they seeing? And was this even still me? So all of a sudden, there was this flurry of questions that came up and great disappointment because I had a history of going after opportunities and getting them. I had a great record of success with interviewing for jobs, getting those opportunities, even opportunities that weren't there. They would create ones for me. There were several of those times where a company would say, We're not sure about this is the right fit, but you'd be great for this other role. Would you be interested in considering that? Or, there's this one area I'm not sure about, but you've got so much in these other areas. We're gonna, give it a chance and see how it goes. And so that's what I was used to. And here it was just silence, silence, silence. And I'm like, what is this world that I'm in now? Who, what's going on? And so it was very unsettling. And it took a lot for me as a high achiever to be like, okay, you know what? That gold star that I was sure I was going to get is not showing up. And I'm not sure if and when it's going to show up. And in the midst of all of that, then we had a friend that came over to visit. And we were all chatting. And then after we'd eaten lunch, he said to me, hey, I'd really like to talk to you about something that I'm going through. And it's, this creating this turmoil between what I want and what others want for me. And they're kind of at odds. And I'm wondering if you can help me sort it out because you've always been such a great listener. And so I was more than happy to listen and to, do whatever I could to help support this friend. So as we were talking, I was just openly listening and asking questions and being in a state of curiosity. And at the end of the conversation, he was like, oh my gosh. He's like, I can't believe it. You answered all my questions. You answered questions I didn't even know that I had. That was so helpful. You are amazing. Thank you so much. I feel so much better now than what I did before. And all of a sudden, that was the light bulb that went on, that repaired all the breaks in the previous bulbs of like, this is what I want to do next. This is my next. And all of a sudden, it made me aware that those other things weren't happening. That's not what I was meant to be doing at this time in my life. I wanted to be helping others. And then I started connecting the dots. And it's amazing how you have experiences in life and you never know what they're going to lead to. People say things happen for a reason. And years ago, I had worked for Dale Carnegie as a performance consultant and a trainer. I had had a conversation with a friend whose husband was a life coach back in the early 2000s and loved what he was doing. And I remember thinking at that point, that sounds really cool, but I'm not in a place in my early 20s to start a business and to, go after something like that. So that was kind of like, put in the back of my mind. So after this conversation with a friend, that resurfaced, and I'm like, coaching, maybe that could be my thing. And so I started researching. I started researching what that entails to become trained, to go through it and go through it right with being certified. And I looked at earning potential and I'm like, that's right on. And there was the flexibility that I so much wanted. I never saw myself as an entrepreneur. I never thought, oh, one day I'll have my own business. That wasn't a driving force. But here, this was an opportunity to be able to help other people and do it on my own schedule to make my own hours to be there for my kids. So it had everything. It had me being able to help people to take it from where they were to where they wanted to be, to fully show up with my gifts, with what I love to do, and to still be there for my family.
I love that. I think the biggest question that I have after this whole experience is what kind of recommendation might you give to somebody who's maybe going through something similar, who's making it this big transition and is trying to figure out what's next? How do I balance the things that I want to balance and do the things that I want to do? What kind of recommendation would you give to somebody who's in that position right now? How can they be open to those opportunities and be paying attention to the things that might be coming their way?
I would say first, get really clear on your driving values, your core values. For mine, it was helping other people. It was a sense of connectedness. It was, personal interactions. And so, I would say really look at like, what is it that you value most? What are your gifts? So what do you really love to do? What are you really good at? What does the world need? And what can you get paid for? So that's also known as the Ikigai model. And the intersection of all of that is where there's this great sense of fulfillment in what you're doing. And once you have those areas in mind, write them down so that they're super clear. You can go back to them, you're really anchored in them. And then you're going through what's next with this open and awareness of okay, here's an opportunity. Does this fit within these values, within my gifts? Here's something else. Oh, just let things kind of come up. It's about letting rather than pushing. It's being pulled towards something where I was pushing with these calls, with setting up interviews. And once I kind of surrendered and said, okay, you know what? I can only do so much. I was then able to see an opportunity and feel myself being pulled towards it, and then use curiosity to say, oh, what is this that's showing up? What else can I learn about it? And, you know, get into that kind of mindset set of exploration and openness.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. Of course, you seem to have found your calling. What do, and where is it that we can go to find you?
So I'm a success coach for high achieving millennials. I especially love working with millennials because there are points of transition in their lives, such as getting married, having their first child, going into more senior roles within their organizations, or aspiring to do so. So I love being there to help support them in bridging that gap from where they are to where they want to be. And the coaching is so effective in accelerating the smoothness of that transition, the success, and the joy that it brings. You can find out more about me on my website at Coach Lisha. It's LISHA.com. And I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at Coach_Lisha, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CoachLisha. And I have a YouTube channel as well, Love from Lisha. I have videos there that are to inspire and to motivate, and it's almost 100 videos, so lots to choose from. And then for those that are interested in exploring what working together could be like, or what there might be for you in coaching, or just to get some value out of an hour of your time, you're welcome to go to my website and click on the link for a free success boosting coaching session.
Fantastic. I'm going to have links to everything down in the show notes so that people can easily go and hunt you down in the nicest of ways, of course, and participate with you and what you're doing. And with that, I just want to say, Leisha, thank you very much for joining me.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for having me, and thank you to the listeners as well.
And thank you for listening. Get clear on your core values. What matters to you? What are you good at? What does the world need? And what will they pay you to do? These are some good questions to ask yourself when searching out your values. Special thank you to Leisha for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including her complimentary 60-minute success boosting session, which of course I've linked in the show notes. And if you want to offer your support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit patreon.com/alexwilliams. Or just use the first link in the show notes. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me from wherever I happen to be to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio. We are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.